When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is The Leader. Military veterans who've lost arms and legs, and teenagers trying to make their way in the modern world. You might think these two groups won't have that much in common, but it's more than you'd think. And thanks to a London charity, wounded former service personnel are using their experiences to help young people become more resilient to the challenges of life. It's called Making Generation R, and it's a collaboration between Blesma, the Limbless Veterans Charity, and the Drive Project. Here's a snippet from a recent session held at Sadler's Wells Theatre in Clerkenwell. This is Dan Richards, now a project manager and competitive cyclist from South London.
Why does anyone want me? What do I need to do to get by in this life? I'm living on all my savings. I can't get a job. No one will give me a job. I've got no money. I live at home as a 27-year-old man living like a 16-year-old child. 10 years in the army, one tour of Afghanistan, with all of the Himalayas. And now, I might be nothing. I got out of the shower one morning. That morning, Mum and Dad went to work, and I saw my reflection in the mirror, slightly overweight, unkept, long hair, what I really got to look forward to. If this is what life has got in store for me, after everything I've been through and I've done it with a smile on my face, I'd really rather not be part of it.
Dan was formerly a trumpeter with King's Troop Royal Horse Artillery, who needed his right arm and shoulder amputated after a horror motorbike crash. And in the sessions at Sadler's Wells, he described his mental health battle as he struggled to get a job after making over 300 applications following his medical discharge from the army. And he joins us on the line now. Dan, what is resilience all about?
Resilience in itself is the ability to withstand and recover quickly, if you like, from a difficult or challenging situation. Biggest thing at the minute for school-aged children is COVID and the lockdown situation that we've been through for the last 2 years, and not being able to see their friends and stuff and have that kind of social connection. I mean, that's quite a difficult thing, I imagine, for a certainly someone with a young mind. But obviously, I can't relate to that. However, what I've gone through and what I've been through, and indeed all the other people on my course have been through, with our loss of limbs or whatever the case may be, I'd like to think and hope that we're able to take from that what we've learned and how we've come to terms with our adversity, and how they might be able to sort of take bits and segments from our stories and apply that to themselves and rebuild from a challenging and difficult situation.
And so who are the sessions aimed at? Here's John Bryant, Blesma Chief Executive, who's a former Army Air Corps Colonel.
Those audiences are primarily youth, children, university students, but we've also broadened it out into military audiences and also, since COVID, first responders and the NHS, the purpose of which really is to use their stories of overcoming adversity to give people the benefit of their experience, if you like, and developing resilience.
Where's the intersection between your members' experiences and what they can teach young people?
The entry-level criteria for Blesma are very demanding. You have to be a veteran. You have to have suffered the loss of a limb or the loss of use of a limb. And those are hugely shocking, hugely traumatic experiences. And our members take those experiences and how they've overcome adversity in order to give examples to others of how that has been of value to them and what they've learned. What we're not doing, absolutely not doing, is going into a room and saying, well, if you think you've got problems, imagine this. because whatever your issues and your problems are is down to you. And what is stressful or what is difficult or what is causing you angst is up to you and not up to anybody else. So it's not a direct comparison. It's more, this is what happened to me. Our members experience shock often. And I think they experience shock, even if it's an elective loss of a limb. It is a shock when it actually happens. They experience considerable pain, and no two members are the same, but, you know, there are very few who don't experience pain. And they have to live with a disability for the rest of their lives.
And finally, John, what's your analysis on the kinds of military injuries being suffered in the war in Ukraine?
What I can absolutely guarantee you is that people are sustaining significant combat injuries at the moment and will be limbless as a direct result. Modern weapons are designed to injure, maim, and kill people as efficiently as possible.
More news in the Evening Standard newspaper and online at standard.co.uk, and you can donate to the Standard's Ukraine Appeal at gofundme.com/Evening Standard Ukraine Appeal. That's the leader. We're back on Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.